Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of my Lifeline with Bella podcast. I'm Bella, aka Fatima. You can call me each, like, anyone you like. Think about my names. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss more about why I haven't been posting for almost a year. Like, what have I been through? What was the main reason why I have not been posting? Let me just tell you, I've just been suffering mentally. I was ill, seriously ill mentally. I was suffering from major anxiety, like social anxiety. I was so scared to record something. Like, I was so scared. I was emotionally down. I was depressed. I was grieving. Like, and I was suffering from a lot of things. Why? I know you will be asking yourself, why? Well, because of friends, the people that I have considered my friends are actually not my friends. Not my friend though. You may know her. I mentioned her in some of my episodes. Her name is Farida. She's a good person. My sister is a good person. But I have some people that I cannot mention their name who actually try to lecture me, like they try to judge me. I just don't know what is their problem. I respect their choice. I respect everything about them. I'm always there for them when they needed me. I always support them in all of their decisions, but they don't do the same. I love them unconditionally, but they just don't love me the way I love them. Like, seriously, I'm in need of friends. I was in need of friends. I needed them to be there for me, support me, like, always back me up. But none of that happened. Actually, the opposite happened. Whenever I complain, I get insulted or being called selfish. I never complain about all these things until I started listening to a certain person podcast. And like, she have a YouTube channel. Her name is Peyton Sartin. I really love her. She actually opened my eye to a lot of things. Then Tasha Bradley. Her podcast is Daily Dose of Love by Tatia Bradley. Like, seriously, I just love these two people. Like, my sister too. My sister actually tries to understand me in some part, but she really doesn't understand me in other parts. Why? Because she have never suffered from extremely major social anxiety and depression. I was really, really depressed. I was drowning. No one can see me drowning. Like, no one is there to actually help me and understand me truly. No one tried to do that. Like, seriously. Even my sister, I'm sorry to say that. Yes, I told her I was depressed. Yes, I told her I was suffering from major anxiety. But she was really trying her best to push me and understand me. But I wasn't opening up to anybody. I was not willing to open up to anybody. I just don't know why. I know my sister can never do anything to harm me. She's a really, really good person. Let me just tell you, she was trying her best for me to keep recording my podcast, because I have a podcast. I have two YouTube channels. I have a TikTok page. I have a lot on my plate. Let me just tell you. First of all, the main reason why I was depressed was because I wrote exam to three schools. I applied to three schools, but I was not rejected, and I was qualified for the admission, but I did not get any admission. No one got back to me. No one contacted me. So I was really worried, like, am I jinxed? Like, am I bad luck? That's the main reason why I was really depressed. Secondly was friends. Friends, they tried their possible best to bring me down. Let me just tell you. I have this friend that, because I trust her so much, I always tell her all about my dreams. Like, she don't support me at all. She's always telling me I don't have the right to dream about this. I don't have the right to dream about that. I don't have the right to dream that I will actually bought a car of my own or have a dream. I always dreamt about traveling abroad, then studying in a foreign university, studying medicine, becoming a gynecologist. But people, because I don't think they are my friends, but people actually tried their best to bring me down or tell me, invalidate my dreams. Why? Because for them, they see me as something that is just so small, like they downgrade me always. Secondly, is I really love my friends wholeheartedly, but they don't do the same to me. Like, now I'm trying my possible best to socialize more. I'm really, really, up to date, I'm really suffering from major, extremely social anxiety. I'm really suffering from that, but seriously, I'm trying my best. I just finished a voluntary work just 2 days ago. And yes, a lot of people were involved, and I really try my best to control myself, to control the fast heart rate I was experiencing from. I wanted to scream, but I will not. I was so scared to socialize, but yeah, I really handle it very, very well. Thank God for that. You can actually see the series of me working, volunteering. I'm gonna post it on my TikTok page and my YouTube channel, my other YouTube channel, that's Fatima's Lifeline, then my TikTok. I'm gonna leave the link in the description somewhere so that you might check out if you're interested. Yes, I'm really trying my best to not to be depressed. I'm not depressed anymore because of these two people. Like, seriously, these people are really a blessing to me. They are both YouTubers, they are TikTokers, you might know them, Anthony and Anna. Really, I love watching their channel. Watching their channel made me really forget about all my worries. Like, watching their channel make me feel like I'm loved. Like, yes, I deserve to dream. Like, I'm valid. Like, I'm unstoppable. Then this lady, her name is Sarah Malka. I really love her. She's always, like, whenever you watch her channel or videos, she would just mention you are loved and you're enough just the way you are. That makes a lot of difference in my life. Seriously, I know I'm loved by my parents and my siblings, but not by other people. Other people tend to use you to their advantage. Like my friends, they actually need me when they need me, but they are not there for me when I needed them. Yes, they use me like a trash can. Whenever they are in need of me, they'll use me. When they are done using me, then they'll dump me. That's just how it goes. But seriously, watching Peyton Sartin channel make me realize that I should let go of toxic people because they are not worth living with. Like, seriously, I cope with a lot of toxic people, but it's not worth it anymore. I'm not going to kill myself because of other people. I'm not going to invalidate my dreams because other people tell me that I cannot achieve what I want. Is there, I'm sorry, I'm gonna curse, but is there a problem? I really don't care. I don't care anymore about what people think of me. I don't. Even before, I don't really care. I do what I want. But now, I'm actually really, really trying to not think about what other people think of me. And I'm trying to do what I want. Like, I'm actually trying my best to forget everything. I'm trying my best to remember that everything... I'm sorry. I'm trying my best to remember that everything happens according to our time, according to our clock. And I always believe that everything happens to our time and according to our clock, no one is gonna force anything. So now I really don't care whether I got admission or not, because yes, I'm so depressed because of that, but now I really don't care anymore. I have been doing a lot for the past 1 year. I have been looking for jobs abroad. I have been trying to thrive. I have been trying to cure myself, self-care, to relieve myself from being depressed. And now I'm trying my best to relieve myself from this social anxiety thing. I'm really trying, so God help me. Please help me, pray for me so that this shall pass. Like, I'm really suffering from this major anxiety. Social anxiety is really a big problem for me, and it's really getting, like, it's really affecting my mental health. But no problem, since I'm no longer depressed, that's the big part, because being depressed is a lot of work. You will have a lot of stupid thoughts on your brain, like killing yourself, like you're not enough, why are you even born? I have all this stuff. But now, can you even believe, because of all the things friends have done for me? I refuse to celebrate my birthday. I refuse to celebrate myself last year. Yes, it was my birthday and I did not tell anybody. And the people that know, I tell them not to post me or wish me anything last year. Why? Because I was depressed. By the way, happy Black Month. Happy Black History Month. I'm sorry for not saying that earlier. Yes, I did not celebrate my birthday last year. Why? Because I was really, really depressed and it was really new. That was the first time, like, I experienced depression and I was isolating myself. Yes, I used to isolate myself a lot because I really don't like being around people, but that was really extreme. I was so scared to go out, or I was so scared somebody will come and visit us, that the person is going to look at me, judge me, or doing something to me, like, oh, the person might hurt me. But now I really don't care. I really, really don't care. I really started all this self-care around September. I started to love myself, put myself first for the first time in my life. I'm trying to be a little bit selfish by thinking about myself, which is really, really good. I'm really feeling good about myself. I'm really, really starting to love myself. I'm healing. I'm really healing with time. And really, it's okay not to be okay. I know that the hard way, seriously. I'm healing, like, I'm really healing right now. Because I'm really surprised what I'm actually saying is I'm not crying. Because I'm really emotional. I'm very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. But now I'm not crying, which is seriously a big sign that I'm really healing. And I really don't care. I'm trying to put myself first. Everybody, let me just say, almost everybody except my parents, most especially my sister. Yes, my parents use me, it's like they have the right to do that, but my sister actually try her best to understand me, which I'm really grateful for. Like, seriously, I really don't know what I did to deserve such a sibling. She's really a nice person. I know you were saying that, yeah, my sister is really a good person, like a great, great sibling. I love you so much. I don't know what I have done to deserve you in my life, but thank you for being there for me always. Let me just say, that's all I can tell you. Now I've already purchased another job form. Yes, I'm not really tired. I'm going to apply to another university again. Why? Because my dad forced me to do that. I promised myself that I'm not going to write jam again, but eventually our parents forced us to do things which we really don't want to do. But yeah, I'm eventually going to write jam again. I don't know whether I will be lucky this year, but we shall see. We shall see. Maybe it's my time this year or next year or next up higher. Only God knows. Only God knows. Let's just say, I'm praying for the best. I'm hoping for the best. I met a lot of good people, great people, a lot of people. I met them through YouTube. I met a lot of friends by socializing more. Like this work that I just finished volunteering, I met two people who are like, they are really, really great people. And I love them. I have my good friend Farida. Yeah, she's always there for me, even though it's so hard for me to open up. I have a lot on my mind, which is really, really not okay. But it's okay not to be okay. It's all gonna be okay. There's this YouTuber, she's so kind. Her name is Hannah. She's a Jewish woman. She's really, really, really great. She loves saying it is okay, everything is okay. Then the other woman, her name is Sarah Malka. She's always reminding people that they are loved and enough just the way they are. And I really love them. They really make a difference in my life. I love them so much. I have a lot of people that I love. Like, I met a lot of great people through my difficult times, and they really supported me, which I'm really grateful for. I'm so happy I met a lot of great people, good people who are always there for me. In my next episode, I'm gonna discuss the part two of the Nigerian history, which I'm not able to post last week. So I just wanted to catch up with you guys and tell you what I've been through, where I've not been posting. I have been suffering mentally. I was not okay mentally. That's the reason why I've not been posting. And I have a lot on my plate. I opened another YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels right now. I have this podcast. Yes, I'm actually currently trying to apply for a job abroad, which I'm not supposed to say because I'm not sure that I'm gonna get it. But shall see. Everything happens according to our destiny. We all have our destiny. And we all have our cause to bear, right? Yes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that's all. Is that all I want to say? Yes, that's all I wanted to say. Well, thank you so much for listening to me rambling. This is just a rambling episode, me rambling to myself. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and tell me what you think of my podcast. Love you so much. Bye-bye.